You're listening to the Lutheran Hour, and Pastor Gregory Seltz joins us now. Pastor, this broadcast first began back during the Great Depression when radio was a brand new thing. Well, some might say that today we're witnessing the great expression of new communication methods and technologies.
Well, that's true, Mark. However, the Bible also says even with all this great new technology, there's nothing new really under the sun. And so you want to stay with us for the next few minutes as we talk about a method of communication that really hasn't changed, and that's the power of being able to speak to the God of the universe through prayer.
Now, if that sounds intimidating, here to help us better understand this amazing and precious gift from God are Susie Salee and Rich Coors, co-authors of a new resource titled Prayer When You Don't Know What to Say. Susie and Rich, thanks for joining us.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, you two, I love how you start this booklet off with the basics, because that's really what we ultimately need, too. Rich, what is prayer, and why is it so free?
When you think of God as the creator and the author of the universe, it's very intimidating that you can't really approach him. But through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have free access anytime, any place to talk to God and to express our wants, our feelings, our joys, our happinesses, our sorrows, and he listens to us.
At the same time, though, people have real questions about prayer, and sometimes they feel that their prayers aren't being answered. You say in this booklet that God always answers prayers. How is that?
Well, there's always an answer. Sometimes it's yes.
Sometimes it's no.
And sometimes it's not yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The great thing about prayer is that God has for us. He already knows way ahead of time the outcome is going to be. But we're sometimes praying for, can I have this right now? Can I have this right now? If you just do this for me this time, I'll do this and that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes yes. Sometimes not right now. I need to wait.
Right.
And other times he says no. And a lot of the times when he does say no, it's a blessing when you look back and go, so thankful that he said no, because this would not have worked out well at all.
Yeah, I think that's, Susie, that's what I love about. It's faith communication. It's being able to talk to God knowing he already loves us and cares about us. And so even when it's not easy to understand or decipher the answer that he has, we can trust God. We can even entrust our prayers to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, there's a struggle for a lot of people. How to pray, what to say. And the booklet, an example that Jesus, tell us about that.
Well, you know, that concept of what to pray is not a new one. The disciples were with Jesus and they said, Lord, can you teach us to pray?
That's a good question, huh?
And he first started out, the first thing he said was, pray like this. Our Father. Our Father for time immemorial.
Right. And what an incredible statement. Most people don't talk that way. Our Father. Yeah. What are some other things that he teaches us?
Well, he also talks about, he teaches us to say, give us this day our daily bread. And what he is teaching us is that we need to worry about, or I shouldn't say worry, we need to think about just today.
Mm-hmm.
We get so caught up in the world, and we move on, and we're quick, this done, and we got to get that done. And so maybe sometimes you're jamming everything. God, take care of me this week. And we need to slow down, and we need to take a breath, and we need to thank God that he's given us our daily bread today.
And we can trust
and
him.
And he's going to take care of tomorrow if we take care of our lives through prayer.
You know, think about the fact that most people are praying about tomorrow because they think they've got today taken care of.
Right. Absolutely.
He's turning all that around a little bit.
Doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and then even lead us not into temptation. You talked a little bit about that in the booklet too, I think, right?
So easy in today's world, been easy, that we get tempted to fall away from God. And what's really interesting is not only do we pray, lead us not into temptation, but we also fail, and then we pray, and Lord, forgive us our trespasses. And it's just what a great comfort that is.
Powerful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord's Prayer provides a pattern or a model or a template for prayer, but sometimes we're so overcome by emotion or grief or pain that we just can't get out. But even then, the Holy Spirit comes to help us express that prayer even at that time.
What a great comfort that is in Romans, that the Holy Spirit is praying for us, groans that we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, times when we not be able to express what it is that we need, Spirit is there right next to us, interceding for us.
I think the wonderful thing about this booklet is towards the end of it, it gives you some suggestions. And many times we don't know how to pray. When I worked with kids in the youth ministry, and I would say, let's all have something to say in prayer. And they'd say, I can't do it. I want to just say one word that's on your heart. God takes care of the rest of it. But in this booklet, it gives you some different ideas if it's grief or thanksgiving or whatever it is, because so many times we don't know what to say, and that's why we wrote the booklet.
There you go. And in some ways, you've been a helper to us as you've used your gifts and brought kind of a bigger view of prayer to our listeners. And that's the goal. We want them to be able to pray confidently to a Lord that really loves them and gives them guidance on how to live now and forever.
And
thanks for being
with
us. What great hope and blessing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry, I stopped.